listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, joining a professional organization could be just the boost your career needs. ASG Episode 48, How Professional Organizations Make You a Better Agent, written by Blaine Waterloo. Regardless of where you're at in your career, finding an organization of like-minded professionals to keep you in the loop and sharpen your field is valuable. But why? You went to school and you're part of an FMO, so what more could you need? You might be surprised. We've got five ways professional organizations help you and your business, so let's get right into it. 1. Community. Just like you'd find a local group of young professionals when moving to a new town, the same can be said when looking for success in the insurance industry. A professional organization like the National Association of Health Underwriters, usually referred to as NAHU, or the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, also known as NAFA, will link you to other like-minded people with your same values. Being part of a chapter gives you access to networking opportunities you'd be hard-pressed to find on your own. 2. Standards. We've all got our own professional ethics. However, being part of an organization that provides them gives you more direction and allows you to spend more time focusing on your own success. NAFA provides ample copy, courses, and webinars centered specifically around ethics and leadership, walking you through best practices in the insurance field in each step of your career. Not only does this keep you informed as to what's expected of your performance, it's a guide for what you should expect from your peers. 3. News. Sure, anyone can check their favorite news source for the latest in any area they choose, but a professional organization like NAHU is writing some of those headlines for the benefit of both you and your client. They're in Washington analyzing federal legislative activities that will impact how you do your job. Not only that, but NAHU has its own daily newswire, taking updates from reputable sources and bringing them to your inbox each morning. 4. Advocacy. Both NAHU and NAFA are invested in fairness in health insurance, not only in providing it, but in making it affordable. For instance, Compliance Corner, NAHU's blog, covers various concerns of health reform, and they also offer monthly webinars to keep you informed on the latest in Washington. NAFA gets involved with legislators at a face-to-face level, implementing the Insurance and Financial Advisors Political Action Committee to support candidates in public office working for the issues close to you and your clients. It's just one of several programs set in place to make sure you, your peers, and clients see success. 5. Leadership. It's natural to strive for more as your career progresses, but furthering your education can be expensive and time-consuming, taking away from your time with clients and generating leads. Being part of a professional organization gives you access to courses, instructional webinars, workshops, and conferences so you can work toward leadership roles in your community on your time and without breaking the bank. There are also annual conventions hosted by NAFA and NAHU each year to give you the latest information in learning opportunities. So why wouldn't you join a professional organization? With all the benefits and opportunities each has to offer, you could be missing out on more success than you thought possible. You put a lot of work into getting to this point in your career. Why stop now? Get started by visiting our show notes for the links to resources from NAHU and NAFA, as well as related articles and other podcast episodes. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We appreciate your support. If you like the show or listen on a regular basis, we want to know. You can leave us a review in a couple of places on the Apple Podcast app on your phone or tablet, or in Apple Podcasts through iTunes on your desktop. We want to know it all, what you like best, what you'd like to hear. If you'd rather click on a star without leaving a review, that's fine too. This podcast is all about helping you do business more efficiently, and your feedback helps make that happen. So please, we'd love if you left a review, and you never know, you just might hear your name and your comments in a future episode. Thank you again for your support. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.